Welcome to Taratimacha Nachyomi, the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esti Kimchi, and today we will be studying Sefer Yehoshua Perek Tes. A quick recap of what we learned in Perek Ches: Hashem had assured Yehoshua and Kal Yisrael that the second attempt to defeat Ai will be very successful, and Hashem has given them permission that from now on in all the battles they are allowed to take and must take the spoils of war. Hashem then instructs Yehoshua that this battle should take place using an ambush, and we hear a very detailed description of how Yehoshua sends different groups from behind and in front of the city of Ai to ambush it, and eventually Bnei Israel are going to go in and burn the city of Ai to the ground and kill the king of Ai. The Perek ended with a ceremony that took place on Har Gerizim and Har Evel, how Yehoshua sets up an Mizbeach, inscribes the entire Torah on the stones, and reads the whole Torah to Am Yisrael, as half of them stand on Har Gerizim and half of them stand on Har Evel. In Perek Tes, we are going to hear about how Yehoshua's army has caused fear and trepidation to spread throughout the entire land of Canaan, and how the other groups of kings are now going to band together. And we're going to hear what happens to them, though, in the next Perek. But this Perek tells a story of how a group of people called the Givonim are going to dress up, acting like they've come from very far away, and trick Yehoshua and the leaders of Klal Yisrael into some sort of peace treaty. And we're going to then have a deception unfolding. Yehoshua is going to end up having to honor the peace treaty, and he demotes the Givonim, giving them positions in Am Yisrael of water drawers and wood carriers. Pasuk Aleph, Vayehi kishma kol ha-malachim asher be'ever ha-yarden, and it was when all the kings who lived on the other side of the Yarden in Eretz Canaan, whether they lived in the Shvela, in the lowlands, or by the sea, or closer to the north of the country, the entire Canaanite, all the Canaanites, the Chiti, the Amori, the Canaani, the Aprizi, Hachivi, v'hayivusi, when they hear about what had happened, how Yehoshua had been so successful, Vayit Kabsu Yachtov, they band together, Lihilachem im Yehoshua ve'im Yisrael pe'achad. They grouped together to fight against Yehoshua and to fight against Am Yisrael with one accord. The Yalkut tells us there are three instances in Jewish history where we see the nations of the world gathering together to fight against Am Yisrael, to fight against Hashem. The first one is in Migdal Bavel. Here, the nations of the world gather together to make battle against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We hear in this story, which we'll read in the next Perek, about how all the different nations of Canaan gather together to do a battle against Yehoshua and against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the last time is going to be in the future when the nations of the world gather together, and this is the War of Gog and Magog. And in each of these stories, we hear in Migdal Bavel and in this war that we're going to read about in the next Perek, how the nations of the world are defeated through miracles. We're going to hear in the next Perek how right at the end of the battle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to rain down these enormous stones from Shamayim on the Canaanites. The Pasuk tells us, Vashem hishlich aleim avonim gedolos min ha-shamayim. And the Medrash Shmos Rabbah tells us, Vahasha'ar asidin liyared bimei Gog on Magog. The remains of these stones, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding onto them. And in this final battle, where the nations of the world gather together as one to fight against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to also help us win that war with open miracles. There is another group of people in Am Yisrael, though, who have a different idea. And these people, Pasuk Gimel tells us, Vayoshvei Givon Shamu Es Asher Asa Yehoshua Yericho V'la'ai. The people of Givon also heard what had happened, what Yehoshua had done in Yericho and Ai. And they dress themselves up, they disguise themselves, they get on donkeys, and they take all the props necessary to make it seem very realistic that they've come from very, very far away, and they're going to try and make a covenant with Yehoshua. The Pesukim tell us they take old clothes and worn out shoes, and they even go as far as to take, they even go to take bread that's become crummy. They really put on a very, very good show. Vayelchu al Yehoshua al hamachaneh ha-Gilgal. Pasuk Vav tells us they come to Yehoshua in Gilgal. Vayomru elav ve'el ish Yisrael. They turn around to him and they speak to him and they speak to the other Jewish men. And they say, Me'eretz rechoka banu. We've come from very far away. Vatak hirsu lanu bris. Can we please make a covenant? Please make a covenant with us. And the Jews turn back to them and they say, Pasuk Zayin, Vayomru ish Yisrael el ha-Chivi. And the Jews say to the Chivi, Ulai bekirbi ata yoshev. Perhaps actually you really just live amongst us. Ve'ech echros l'chabris. How can we make a covenant with you? We're being told that we have to kill out all the Canaanites, and perhaps you are really Canaanite. Perhaps you actually live very close by. So the pasuk calls them the Chivi. What are we supposed to learn from them being called the Chivi over here? Who are the Chivi? So the Radak, quoting the Gemara Yerushalmi, tells us, the Chivi is meant to remind us of Chiviyah, which is a snake in Aramaic. And the snake in Aramaic, we know, the snake rather was the animal that we know in Sefer Bereishis in Gan Eden that tricked Adam and Chava. And Radak tells us they acted like the Chivi, they acted like a snake, these people, and tried to trick Am Yisrael. Actually, it's even more than that. The Kli Yakar says they acted with such trickery, like the snake in Gan Eden. What was their real plan? Their plan was to convince Bnei Yisrael to sign this peace treaty. They were hoping that Bnei Yisrael would be in tremendous trouble with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were well aware that the Bnei Yisrael were not supposed to sign peace treaties at that point with the Canaanite nations. And they thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would become very upset with Bnei Yisrael, punish them or kill them. And then the Givonim would be able to go ahead and take all the land. So they really did act like a snake with enormous trickery. Pasuk Ches tells us, Vayomer Alehen Yeshua. Yeshua says to them, Mi atem me'an tavo? Really, who are you and where do you come from? And they respond back to him, Perek Tes, Rechokom, Od Banu Avadzecha. We've come from very far away. L'shem Hashem Elokecha. And this was, you know, the magic words. They said, we've come in the name of Hashem, your God. Ki shamanu shamo, we've surely heard, as kol asher asa b'Mitzrayim, all the things that Hashem did in Egypt. Pasuk Yud ve'es kol asher asa lishnei malchei ha'mori asher be'ever ha'yardin l'sichon melech Heshbon ul'og melech ha'bashan. We had everything that Hashem did to these two very terrifying kings, Sichon and Og. And Radak points out they actually don't mention the amazing things HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with the splitting of the Yarden, because it was all part of their act. They wanted to make it seem like they'd come from very far away, that they possibly hadn't even heard of this most, you know, latest nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done. And Pasuk Yud Aleph says, Vayomru Eleinu Ziknenu. The Givonim say, our elders turned and said to us, go, kuchu b'yedchem seder laderech, take provisions in your hand, elochu likrosam, and go and meet them, go and meet these Jewish people, va'amartem aleihem, avdeichem anachnu, we'd like to become your servants, v'ata kirsu lanu bris, please just make a covenant with us. And then they show Yehoshua their breads, they say, zeh lachameinu, this was hot when we left, and now look at it, it's all crummy and disgusting, these were our wineskins when we left, they were all new, but now look how dried out they look. And oddly enough, in Pasuk Yudalad, we're told, Vayikru ha'anoshim, the Jews, the men, are completely taken in by their act. And they didn't turn around, Ve'esp Hashem lo sha'alu, and they don't turn around or ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They could have turned to the Kohanim, they could have gotten a message via the Urim V'Tumim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu if they were supposed to go ahead and make a peace treaty, but they don't. And Pasuk Tesva, Vayas lahem Yehoshua Shalom, Yehoshua goes ahead and makes a covenant with them, he makes a peace treaty with them, they become allies, and they swear that they're going to have each other's backs. Bnei Yisrael will protect them, and they are total allies. Pasuk Tezayin tells us that after 3 days, Bnei Yisrael realize their error. Vayishma'u ki karovim heim, and they hear that actually these people live pretty close by. And now in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayisu Bnei Yisrael start journeying, Vayavo el Areihem, and they come to their cities by Yom HaShlishi on this third day, Va'areihem, and their cities were actually Givon Va'Kfira, just it's round the corner, it's Givon, it's Kfira, it's Be'eros, it's Kiryas Ya'arim. These, some of them are names, you know, Kiryas Ya'arim is nowadays Telstone, this is the area. If you in Eretz Yisrael, it's Kiryas Ya'arim, it's Abu Ghosh, it's this area, we're quite familiar. So this really was very, very close by and very much within Eretz Yisrael. And in Pasuk Yud Ches, they come to them, and the Bnei Yisrael were actually very annoyed, says the Pasuk, with the Nesiyah Ha'eda, with the people, the heads of the tribes who'd been the ones to sign this peace treaty. Vayilonu kol ha'eda al ha'netim. Now the people start complaining against the Nesiyim. It's interesting, if you look back, though, a couple of pesukim earlier, it was really the Bnei Yisrael who'd be the first ones to say, you know, let's make this peace treaty. But now, once the Nesiyim signed the peace treaty, the Bnei Yisrael sort of look to the Nesiyim and they say, look, you're the ones to blame for signing this peace treaty. Pasuk Yates tells us that the Nassim said, listen, we're stuck. We've made this promise in the name of Hashem. Now we can't touch them. We've sworn to become their allies and we are not going to go back on our words. They say we have to uphold this. And the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Memvav, says the main reason was because of the fear of Chil Hashem that would be made if they undid their promise. Even though really this was a promise that was made under false pretenses, they were very, very aware of not making a Chil Hashem. They say, there's nothing we can do at this point, but instead we're going to try and make them second-class citizens. And Pasuk Kaf Aleph, we're told, Vayomer aleihem ha-nasiim yichyu. We're going to have to let them live. V'yuchot ve'eitzim b'shar ve'mayim l'chal ha'eda. Rather, what we're going to do is we're going to turn them into wood choppers and water drawers, and they'll serve the entire community. And now Yehoshua turns around and he says to the people, Lama remisem osanu? Why did you trick us? Lemar saying, Rechokim anachnu, we came from far away. Really, the Kirbeinu Yoshrim, you live right amongst us. And they turn around in Pasuk Kaf Gimel and they say to him, Yehoshua turns around and he says to them, Va'ata arurim atem, now look, you're going to be very cast. V'lo yukras makem, v'lo yukaris mikem eved v'chut ve'eitzim v'sho v'mayim levei selokai. And we are going to have you become wood choppers and water drawers. And here Yehoshua actually says, levei selokai, you're going to be in the house of Hashem. Why does Yehoshua specifically say they're going to be in the house of Hashem? Yehoshua knew how angry the Bnei Yisrael were with these people right now, and how really Bnei Yisrael would want to possibly go ahead and kill the Givonim. But Yehoshua knows they've made a peace treaty with the Givonim, and the Jews can't now go ahead and kill them. So he wants to keep them safe. So he has them work as close as possible to the base Elokai, to the Mishkan, thinking that Bnei Yisrael will not spill blood, will not want to come and kill them in such a holy spot. Also, Yehoshua is hoping that somehow if these givonim, these tricksters, will be in a makom kadosh, in a holy spot surrounded by holy people, somehow possibly they'll be influenced for the good. But we hear that actually this never really happens. We never hear good things from the givonim. And Pasuk Kaf Dalet, the givonim turn round and they say, Ki hugad hugad la'avotecha es asher tziva Hashem Elokecha. You want to know why we did this whole trick on you? We know all about what your God commanded Moshe, that when you would come into the land, you would have to lahashmid es kol yoshvei ha'aretz mipneichem, to wipe out and destroy and kill all of the enemies, and we were very afraid. And that is why we chose to go ahead and do this trick. And the parak ends vayitneim Yehoshua and pasuk kafzayim. Yehoshua on that day turned them into chut ve'eitzim v'shal ve'mayim. He said, this is going to be your job, and you are going to become wood choppers and water drawers. La'eda ula mizbeach. He actually changes at the end of the parak. He says, you're going to both be for the nation and for the mizbeach working in the Beis Hashem. Ad hayom hazeh al hamakom asher yivchar. This is where you're going to be. You're going to be working in the house of Hashem. I think there's an amazing take home from this parak, and that is how similar we act today in Eretz Yisrael. You know, just like Bnei Yisrael, we saw in this parak, had to tread a very careful line with the Givonim, choosing not to kill them, even when they so clearly tricked the people. Ultimately, it was because of the fear of Chil Hashem. We know that this is often the way we continue to operate in Eretz Yisrael today, for better and for worse, where decisions are made to maintain and uphold a certain level of what looks right and what looks good in the eyes of the world. Thank you for learning this parak together with me. Sefer Yeshua is dedicated by Nina Chaim Schenker, memory of our dear grandmothers, Miriam Schenker, Rachel Freeman, Teresa Schreib, and Bella Oppenheimer, Elena Shalin, and Ashot Chayil, who live with the utmost commitment to Torah, Avodah, and Gemenes Chassadim, despite the physical and spiritual challenges they face living in the United States, Israel, and Europe. May their example continue to inspire our families and the family of Klal Yisrael. I wish everyone a wonderful rest of your day.